In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 5th and 6th Mishnah from the 6th Perek of Masechet Avot. The Mishnah begins, G'dola Torah Yota Mina Kahuna Umina Malchut. The Torah is even greater than the priesthood and kingship as well. Why? Shaham Malchut, kingship, is acquired with 30 Bishloshim Malot, 30 attributes. So what are these attributes? There's a different discussion, a number of opinions regarding what these are. Kati explains it's related to the rights, or it should really be the halachas that apply to a king. For example, many of which we've learned that a king cannot judge, you cannot judge a king. Also other rights, the fact that he can go through anyone's field, the way it says in Shmuel that he can take your children to join his army, and things like that. But again, there are many opinions, and given the length of the Mishnah, we're not going to go into any more detail. The Kohana, Mishnah continues, is required with Besrim Ba'arba, 24 attributes. Again, the discussion of what this is, Kati explains it refers to the 24 gifts of the Kohuna of which we've discussed previously. There were 10 in the Beis HaMikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 outside the Beis HaMikdash, for example, like Trumas, Amasras, and the like. Once again, we've got a lot to go through today's Mishnah, so we'll stick to the Mishnah itself. It says, V'ha-Torah, when it comes to the Torah, is acquired ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim, is acquired with 48 dvarim. These are certain attributes and things that is demanded of someone who wants to acquire, has a kinyan on Torah. The first is Talmud. Talmud can simply be understood as diligently learning. What's interesting here is the Midrash Shmuel says is that actually it's someone who always feels that he is a Talmid, meaning an individual who feels that he has what to learn. That is the number one requirement we have as someone who has to acquire Torah. Next is Shmiat Ozen, someone who will listen attentively to the words of his Rav. Another understanding I saw is that he won't, again, this is an attribute we saw back in Perkei Avot. If someone's asking him a question, he will not interject. He will wait till the person's finished speaking before offering, say, an answer. The next is Arichat Sfatayim. This is an individual that will simply go over his learning again and again and again. What's interesting in the Chasam Sofer says it's not just that, someone who articulates. He says the words of learning out loud, because the way it's going to be Chakuk Belibol, it being engraved in someone's heart, is only if you actually say it out aloud. What's interesting here is Rabbi Yom Tov, he says, the way someone knows that they know something, I've also seen this in other work of Rav Chaim as well, is that he's able to articulate it. So Arichat Sfatayim is the capacity to articulate what one's thoughts and one's learning. Next is Binat Halev. This is someone who goes over with focus and he contemplates what he learns. Besichlut Halev is the capacity of an individual to go deep in his learning and think on a deeper level. Ema and Yira. This is awe and fear, or more fear and awe. The way it's explained here in Kati is someone who has, the Ema refers to his relationship with his Rav. He has a sense of, he holds him in esteem, such he has a sense of Ema. And Yira refers to Yirat Shamayim, or of fear of heaven. And the next one is number 8, is Anava, which is humility. Which again, as we've seen many times in Perkei Avot, absolute necessity. The next is Simcha, a sense of happiness. Again, when someone has a sense of happiness, his heart opens up. And what's interesting is the Rima Toledo says this refers to one's relationship with Torah itself. As if someone finds a chiddush, what is his natural response? Is it like the pasuk says, "Sas al nelchi alim ratecha kumotzas shal arav," that I rejoice on your words like I found a new treasure? Someone who rejoices and gets excitement out of his learning, a sense of simcha, that's someone who can acquire Torah. Next, shimush chachamim is someone who serves chachamim. I think we've also discussed this previously, the importance of having shimush chachamim to see and learn from them in all matters, not just within the study hall itself. Next is bediktu chaverim. This is someone who can learn from his friend. And then other ones is upilpul ha-talmidim. This is through teaching and the questions that his talmidim ask of him that sharpens his own learning. Interesting here, the Midrash Shmuel says, what we've seen in the last three, you've got shimush chachamim, then you've got diktu chaverim, and then finally pilpul talmidim. These are the three dimensions to one's learning. One is learning from his rav, that is one aspect. Another one is learning with chevrusa, the banter back and forth, and the diktuk that one does there. Another one is a sharpening that occurs from one's student. The next one is b'yishuv. Yishuv here, that one can learn in a sense of calm, yishuv adas, or yishuv adat. What's interesting here is Tiferes Yisrael actually says yishuv, it doesn't mean that, but means with an understanding of yishuvo shel olam, meaning he has a general knowledge of nature, if you like, and wisdom and sciences. This is number 13 in the requirements for someone who wants to have a kinyan and Torah. Next we have number 14 is b'mikra, which is psukim, and the Sefer Kodesh. Mishnah is, as we're familiar with. Number 16 is now mi'ut sheina, someone who does not sleep too much. That is another requirement. Next is mi'ut sicha, someone who doesn't chatter so much in divrei chol, in regular matters. In other words, the focus is vidibar tabam, to learn words of Torah, and b'mi'ut ta'anug, and that is reducing this worldly physical pleasures, of which we've discussed a number of times recently. Miut Schok is someone who reduces levity and joking around. What's interesting here, the Midrash Shmuel points out that it doesn't say no Schok, because a bit of Schok is still a bit important. It's just Miut. We're trying to minimize it. Or Miut Derech Eretz, this is someone who reduces his work, his dealings, because as again we've mentioned previously, we've got Aseh Torat Chakev or Malachta Arai, make your prime occupation that of Torah. Or Be'erech Apayim, someone who is not quick to anger. Be'lev Tov, we're talking about someone who has the right characteristics. He doesn't have jealousy, he doesn't have hatred, he's got a good heart. Or Be'munat Chachamim, has faith in the words of the Chachamim. And finally, in this first Mishnah, Kabbalat Yisurim, that's an individual that when he does go through difficult patches, he accepts these things that Hashem has given him, Ba'ahava, with a sense of love, and he doesn't start questioning Hashem. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav, we're up to number 25. Hamakirat Mekumo. This is someone who knows his place, meaning he knows his worth, and he's not going to try and push himself into a position greater than what he is. Another understanding I saw is that he knows his place in the Beis Midrash. In other words, he goes there so frequently, he's there early and leaves late, that he has a makom kavua, he has his makir makom, or he knows what his place is in the study hall. Vasameach bechelko, someone who's very happy with what he has. Tiferet Yisrael points out here that nothing is so damaging to one's capacity to learn with diligence and capacity to remember what he learns and also learn it with a sense of depth than sadness, depression, and dread. So someone who's sameach bechelko, happy with what he's had, that's certainly going to stand in stead. Good stead. Next. That Oseh, now 27. Oseh siag lidvarav. This is someone who is very careful with his words. That again, this is something also on Perkei Avot previously, that as he says things, people won't misinterpret what he's saying. As I remember from my own Rosh Hashiva, that when people would ask him a question in a question and answer session, he would say back to them first exactly what they were asking him. He would almost do a perish on their question, so it was very clear and it was understood what he was answering. Next, this is number 28. Veinu machzik tova la'atzmo. He doesn't think how great he is as an individual, the fact that he's learnt all Torah. Midrash Shmuel points out that this comes not just for learning Torah, for other things as well, because when one recognizes that all his achievements are really not him on his own, it would be nothing without assistance of Hashem. Next is Ahuv, that he is loved. Well, that certainly helps in learning. Midrash Shmuel points out that if he's a beloved individual, people are willing to teach him as well. And Ohevet HaMakom, he loves Hashem. Well, that's going to help learning his Torah. And Ohevet HaBriyot, and he also loves other people because he wants to makarav in the Torah. He's going to gather people to learn with him, and that will assist in his learning and his kinyan on Torah as well. I have in brackets here in the Kahati, Ohevet HaTzdagot. Just so you know, there are different girsas in this Mishnah. This one here, he puts in brackets. He says that Rashi Nagrad don't have that statement, even though it's printed in our Mishnah. I've been following the print that we have in the Mishnah in front of us. Ohevet HaTzdagot means he loves acts of righteousness. Next is Ohev et ha-tochachot. He loves tochacha. Tochacha means rebuke. It's not that he loves giving it, but when people give it to him, he accepts it with lovingly. Ohev et ha-mei sharim, someone who likes the straight and narrow. He likes going on the straight path and mitrachek ben hakavod, and distance himself away from honor. V'lo megis libo b'talmudo. He doesn't get haughty through his learning. He still considers himself small amongst the sages. Ve'in sameach behora'ah. And he's not excited or happy when it comes to giving a psak, giving a ruling. Why is that important? No, because when he's asked to give a ruling, he has a sense of fear that, one second, maybe I'm not giving the right ruling. That's someone who is able to acquire Torah. Not an individual who says, I'm being called upon, fantastic, now I'm considered Rav, and the opposite might be, he'll be too quickly give rulings, and ultimately, in the rush, or in the gush of pride, he might actually give the wrong ruling. Next, 37, Hanoseh Ba'ol Chavero. This is someone who bears his friend's pain. If someone's suffering, he feels the pain with them. What's interesting here, Tiferet Yisrael says that this is not just someone who's going through a hard patch, but also this is someone who might actually not be such a clever individual. He feels the pain of an individual and is willing to spend time with him and teach him as well. Ma'amido Alemet, this is someone who, if he sees his friend doing something wrong or against Halach, he's able to say, one second, this is what you're meant to be doing, this is the truth. Umidala Shalom. Again, many explanations and all these things we've been learning, but a simple explanation here is he will want to make Shalom, to make sure that even in learning, if there's differences in learning and it's starting to create animosity, he will try to make Shalom. Let's continue. Umityashev libo b'talmudo. He learns with yishuv dat and a sense of kviut, which means when he comes to learn, He's not going to be piecemeal at any spare opportunity. He's going to set up times of learning that this is my time where I can learn, and I can learn in a comfortable manner. Rabbi Matityahu Ahitzari says this refers to, if before someone's giving a shiur, if he's going to teach, he's going to mityashev libo b'talmudo, meaning he's going to mesader, he's going to organize what he's saying so it comes out clearly. Next, shoel u'meshiv. Shoel u'meshiv means he asks questions and responds. What this means is when he's learning, he's not asking questions just to come up with the great questions, but he poses questions because he wants to understand the truth, and he's even willing to try and present answers to try and resolve those questions. Next is shomeo masif. This is where he might hear something and then wants to either mivin davar mitoch davar, so he learns something and try and see further applications of it, or actually tries to apply additional logic to support that which is learned. Next is in 44, halomed almanat lelamed, someone learns with intention to teach, and almed almasod, also someone who learns with intention to want to do it as well. Both these things we've discussed the importance previously. Hamachkim at rabo. This is someone who makes his rab wise. How's he going to do that? This is someone in the subject of learning, the matter of the learning, he asks deeper questions that probes his rab to go even further. And through that, his rav becomes wiser. What's interesting here is the Midrash Shmuel says, no, machkim rabo means he's machzik et rabo kechacham. He considered this his rav as being wise. And next is mechaven shmuato, which follows to the next one, which means one understanding is that he wants to go deeper to understand what the earth and rav, but mechaven tiferes Yisrael says, no, if he hears from his rav two things that are contradictory, what he'll try and do is find a way of resolving them. In other words, seeing the logical differences, perhaps between the cases, to explain why there is no kasha, there is no difficulty from the outset. And the final was, Thalmer Devar B'Shem Amor, someone who says a teaching in the name of the person he heard it from. Halamara, to we learn, Shakol Haomer Devar B'Shem Amor, anyone who says something in the name of the person who said it to him, Nevi Gul Olam, that individual brings redemption to the world. Now, where do we learn this from? Shenemar, we learn this from Megillat Esther. So, because early on in the story, Vatoma Esther Lamelech, Esther said to Achashverosh, B'Shem Mordechai, in the name of Mordechai. And what does she say? She provided in the news that there was a conspiracy to kill him, Big Tana Teresh. And that was already prior to all the difficulty that came with Haman, that already set the important pieces in place that ultimately brought their redemption at the end of the story. Those are the Mishnah today.